Thank you for your question. As stated by the Indigenous Caucus at the opening plenary, there is a crucial need for increased mandatory measures. This is why MRIP has undertaken its most recent study on legislative measures and the key role of Indigenous peoples in legislation improvement. In this study and throughout our country engagement mandate, we call for national legislation and policy development in the spirit of achieving the ends of the declaration. Once again, I call on states, indigenous peoples and business to make use of the country engagement and dialogue facilitation of the expert mechanism mandate. It is clear that the main responsibility to protect human rights bears the states. The private sector can play a critical role in respecting human rights through corporate policies and engagement in good faith negotiations with indigenous peoples. Both the legislation and corporate law development shall rely on highest international standards and states' obligations. UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, as agreed by states globally, does not create new rights, but rather it's an interpretive tool for the existing human rights of indigenous peoples, which are legally binding according to the international treaties. Two important issues that I learned from my experience in country engagement as MRIP member and my domestic experience as a lawyer. First, indigenous peoples must be consulted before any action is taken, as early as possible before any investment is made, and then throughout and after the project development. Second, affected indigenous peoples' communities and those legitimate bodies that represent them should be able to participate in due diligence, including environmental, social, cultural, and human rights impact assessments. This is the only way to get the trust of indigenous peoples. I believe that the smart mix of measures implies robust and constantly progressing legislation and international standards, including industry standards, as well as voluntarily adopted robust corporate policies. Once approved, these policies should be considered as mandatory for all employees, contractors, and subcontractors. In the effort of ensuring standards and their implementation, we should eliminate all the barriers and artificial measures introduced by some states and industry standards. Indigenous peoples should be able to safely access international cooperation to advocate for their land rights. MRIP at its last session made it clear in its advice to the Human Rights Council.